Some solid content from the Padres social media team last night from the All-Star game. Pauly was showing me this morning. I'd missed it. They had a Kyrie cam. Put a GoPro on Jurickson Profar's six-year-old so that you could get his perspective as he walked around the Home Run Derby last night, meeting players like Ellie De La Cruz, and just watching it from, you know, a child's perspective. Like, everyone's taller than he is. He's just kind of like ducking around all the players, and they've got these like sofas and couches out on the field where families and players hang during the event, and he's just walking around just experiencing it all. Pretty cool idea by the Padres social media team.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we all as Padres fans wanted to see, and you know, watching his kid get to experience that for his old man was just incredible. After so many years in the league, never had the chance to do it. It was really, really special.
Of course, Jurickson has been saying for, you know, a month or so that the real reason he wanted to be here was for Kyrie, who's so excited, loves baseball. Just, you know, worships all these players and wanted to see his dad go to the game. Jurickson said, I really don't care that much, but for him, I want to be there. Kyrie helped get out the vote. Kyrie got Jurickson voted in as a starter, and he got to experience it last night. And Jurickson has been one of the big stories. He was interviewed by MLB Network's Chris Young, not the Rangers general manager, the other Chris Young.
That would be some sort of tampering,
yes,
I would imagine.
Yes, I would think so. So he was on. We got some audio from Jurickson Profar last night in Texas.
Congratulations, man. So many ups and downs in your career. What does this mean to you to be to the point to where you're starting in the All-Star game?
Oh, a lot. A lot. You know, it means, man, it means the world. You know, always, you know, I fell in love with baseball at 6 years old, you know, and you know, in Curacao, I never even thought about being a major league player. You know, was just playing baseball for the love of the game. And you know, when I signed at 16, you know, reached the major leagues early, you know, and then a lot of injuries, you know. But one thing, I just kept working every day, and this is rewarding, you know.
When I go back to the depth chart from February or March of the San Diego Padres, I remember the message to everybody was like, who's going to play in the outfield for the Padres outside of Tatis? And now, sitting here at the All-Star game, not too much later, we have Profar,
Jackson Merrill.
And Jackson Merrill in the outfield. What was the message to you when you showed up at spring training, and what was the opportunity that you saw there?
There wasn't really a message. But obviously, you know, by their contract, they're going to get someone to play in the outfield. But you know, I came in with a mission, you know. I just came in feeling good. I played in the Caribbean series. I played, you know, winter ball. So I felt like, you know, I'm ready to take this job, you know. And I just kept being consistent. One thing I wasn't during my whole career, but you know, this year I really mentally, you know, put it together.
I feel like you've proved all the doubters wrong, man, and I'm so happy to see the amount of success that you've been able to have, and for the All-Star game to be here in Texas, I'm assuming that holds a special place in your heart for multiple reasons.
Yes, this is my second home. This is where they give me an opportunity to become a professional baseball player, and I play for a lot of years here. I have, you know, family here. My son and daughter was born here. You know, so this is a very, very special place in my heart.
Enjoy the moment, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good stuff, as always, from the smiling Jurickson Profar experiencing his first All-Star game there in Texas.
I saw some Jackson Merrill content as well in the day. They had him. He was kind of standing up at the desk, and they said, so, you know, who are you in awe of? It's typical. Typical Jackson Merrill's like, really no one? I like, it's cool to talk to these guys as humans instead of just,
hi,
you know,
this is Jackson Merrill.
Instead of just being on the baseball field, but like, it's just cool to talk to them as like guys. And but really, yeah, really nobody.
I'm just here to play the game.
Yes, you don't play the game. Every year, it's like there's, you know, a rookie I would be so wild. I'm 49 next on Friday, and I still get as wide-eyed as I did when I was 12. Anytime somebody walks past me, truly, and it probably makes me bad at my job, I don't care. Like, when they walk by me, to this day, at 48 years old, I go, oh, my God, that is Luis Ariz, and he is right there. How many times, Paulie, have I elbowed you in the gut and been like, oh, my God, look, look, look. It's like, and for Jackson Merrill to just. Every time. And for Jackson Merrill to just be like, nah, it's just cool. I mean, when you know you belong, you belong. You know, and it was really cool.
I was just so glad to see that one clip of Profar going around because I recognize, like, it's a huge story to me as a biased Padres fan and a huge fan of Jerks and Profars. But I recognize that it wasn't probably going to get the credit across the country that it deserved, the storyline of Jerks and Profar. Look, rookies make the All-Star game. I don't want to say all the time. But kind of all the time. Like, it happens probably every year. Like, some star rookie makes the All-Star.
Sure.
We have several in this year's. You don't typically see a guy make his first All-Star game in his 11th year.
Sure.
10th, yeah. Whatever it is.
If that All-Star caliber play was going to show up, it'll show up by the, you know, fifth or sixth season at the latest.
Maybe he made it in year three or four, and then not again until year 9, 10, 11, or whatever. But he's been there before. He's established. And I'm not saying Profar wasn't established. He was absolutely established as a major league player. But to make your first All-Star game at 11 years in, like, I would love to know how many times that's happened.
And part of that was the unique opportunity this year. First, we need a contestant for Take on Woods. Let me throw out the phone numbers just so someone can call in, play our game here in a couple of minutes. 833-288-0973. Chance to win a trip to Las Vegas. It's our musical trivia challenge against Woods coming up. But as Chris Young was asking him, you know, it's kind of a unique situation. The Padres traded away Juan Soto and Trent Grisham. And really had like one outfielder in Fernando Tatis Jr. going into spring training. Now, we all said, even before they signed Jurickson Profar, well, they're going to sign Jurickson Profar.
Yeah.
He'll be an option at least. But I don't think any of us expected him necessarily to be an everyday starter.
No.
He was like a fourth outfield option, a designated hitter.
I'm trying to remember
a glue guy.
I'm trying to remember some of the names we threw out there as potential left fielders.
We talked a lot about Jaron Duran and a trade with the Red Sox, you know, before Jackson Merrill was put out into center field. And who else is going to fill those spots?
Sal Frelick was another name.
Tommy Pham,
obviously, was. I thought it was going to be Pham and Profar for sure. And you know, one of those guys come off the bench and be a fourth outfielder. And, you know, not only to have him back, look, at $1 million deal, what a steal, a total steal. And to have him with the production that he's had. And, you know, I my hope for him is that he continues it in the second half. And he's such a leader on the team, such a vocal leader on the team. He's always forward facing, always talking to the media about, you know, what they need to do better. He's been truly, truly a gift this season, watching him and all the accolades that are so, so richly deserved and earned from Jerks and Profar. It's been awesome.
And I don't know how much credit you give A.J. Preller for that, whether it's just one of those things that just worked out really well, like kind of an obvious move that worked out better than you could possibly have hope.
Because I give the credit to, you know, the guy that was just talking about, yeah, you got to sign him and get him in.
Yeah.
It seemed like a no-brainer, but the credit to the guy that said, I worked my ass off. I played in the Dominican League and played in the Caribbean Series. Like, I was ready to go. I've stayed focused, mentally strong. That's the guy that gets the lion's share of the credit as the player.
Let's be honest. Jurickson hitting over 300, 12 home runs, leads the team in RBI or second in RBI. We would have taken half of that
and
been happy.
No question.
Oh, half of that. 250, six homers, you know, 28 RBI. And we go, whoa, what a nice first half for Jurickson Profar. He exceeded our expectations after what he did in Colorado last year.
You think about the older veterans on cheap deals, cheapish deals that we've brought in over the last couple of years. Guys like Odor, Nelly Cruz, Matt Carpenter. Like,
that wasn't cheap. Matt Carpenter.
That's why I said cheapish.
Cheapish.
Like Nelly Cruz, like $1 million.
Yeah, he was $1 million.
But you weren't expecting a whole lot.
No, you didn't get a lot.
We didn't even get like what we were hoping.
Odor had a couple of moments, but no consistent play. Nothing like what Jurickson has done this year. It's been incredible.
It's been awesome.
All right, we got some contestants on the line. Let's get to it. It's time for Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods. Take on Woods.
Woods.
Take on Woods brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes and you don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Let's go with Billy. Are you there?
I'm here.
You're there? You're our contestant
What's up,
today.
Billy?
Good luck to you. Paulie asked you what's up, Billy.
Oh, sorry, Paul. I'm all right. I'm recovering from COVID.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? This is a good game for you. You don't have to overly exert yourself. Just have to come up with five questions and answers to our musical trivia questions. If you can beat or tie Woods, put you into the drawing for a grand prize trip to the Rio Las Vegas. Two-night stay, dinner for two. Day bed at the Rio Pool. The Rio is back. New ownership, newly remodeled rooms, four sparkling new pools, and a brand new food hall. Book now at RioLasVegas.com. All right, it's summer break. I have the girl theme this week. We still have leftover from yesterday. All girls, all the time.
Yes.
Girl power. We've got the 60s and 70s edition with song titles that end with the word girl. Why am I unable to speak this morning? End with the word girl. And then we have the same category from the 2000s and 2010s. And I'm throwing in a new category, even more girls. Five more song titles that include the word girl. So you can do 60s and 70s, 2000s and 2010s, or even more girls, Billy.
Well, I got 10 years on you, so let's do 60s and 70s.
All right, we're going old school. Today we are looking for five song titles that end with the word girl from the 1960s and 1970s. If you don't know an answer, say pass. Come back to it at the end of the 60 seconds. We'll start with our two-second song. Paulie's going to play a short clip. You need to give me the title and the artist to score that point. Billy and your COVID, are you ready to play?
Ready, sir.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Category girl power, 60s and 70s. Again, they all end in girl. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Billy. Let's take on Woods.
China Girl, David Bowie.
Correct. It was rumored to be about heiress Patty Hearst, but Daryl Hall and John Oates say which 1977 song was actually written about a spoiled young man. They just changed the gender.
Rich Girl.
Correct. It was the first number one hit for the Temptations, but which 1965 song was actually written by Smokey Robinson about his wife, Claudette?
My Girl.
Correct. Who was Raised on Promises in the title of the 1976 debut single from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, still considered one of their all-time greatest songs?
American Girl.
Correct. The line, Making Love in the Green Grass Behind the Stadium, was too risque for some radio stations to play in which 1967 Van Morrison classic?
Brown Eyed Girl.
So easy. For Billy, that's five for five, and you are in. Congratulations.
Eerily easy category for the 60s and 70s.
He took that one nice and simply and made it his own, and he is going to be in the drawing. So stay on the line. Paulie will get your information. The question is, can Woods match Billy here? All right, we'll reset everything. Woods is in. 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Billy.
China Girl by David Bowie.
Correct. It was rumored to be about heiress Patty Hearst, but Daryl Hall and John Oates say which 19...
Rich Girl.
Correct. It was the first number one hit for the Temptations, but which 19...
My Girl.
Correct. Who was Raised on Promises in the title of a 1976 debut single from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, still considered one of their all-time...
American Girl.
Correct. The line, Making Love in the Green Grass Behind the Stadium.
Brown Eyed Girl.
All right. That was just too easy for both of you. And another, that might have beaten John with the time on that one. You went quickly on all the answers, but 5-5, a perfect day for Take on Woods for both of you.
Beautiful. Nice performance,
that
Billy.
That was girl power from the 60s and 70s.
All girls all the time, right?
Yes,
that's the
that,
bit.
That was the drop.
All girls all the time.
Yeah,
all girls all the time.
Gives you a little hint what's coming the rest of the week, though. All right, good job, Billy. Paulie will get your information during the break as we get you ready for Don't Do This, which is coming up in our next segment.
Colin Cowherd just should never, ever, ever talk baseball. How has he not learned his lesson? Hey, I don't talk NBA. You know why? Because I don't know jackass about it.
I actually have I have three different stories that I can bring to the table, so we're just going to have to discuss.
You got to hear this, Cowherd. Have
right,
you heard it
yet? I have not heard this, so I'm looking forward to it. All right, we'll get to that coming up next after a check of traffic with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't do this.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this. Brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sereno Valley. Kraft Taco has some of the best quality tacos in all of San Diego. Go to thekrafttaco.com. Take a look at their happy hour specials today. KraftTaco.com. I get a mini don't do this. I've been had it pointed out a couple of times, and you're absolutely right. The song China Girl from David Bowie was from 1983, not in the 60s and 70s category. My only defense is that it was written in 1976 by Bowie and Iggy Pop.
Oh.
And Iggy Pop, I guess, released a version in the 70s.
I did not know that.
Bowie didn't release his until the 80s, so I was wrong. Don't feel bad, though, since you both got 5 out
yeah,
of 5.
We both
it's
got
not
it right.
Really a big deal,
yeah,
everybody.
Everyone likes to just but, point
you know,
out when
can,
you're wrong.
You can all shame me for being off on my year on that one.
Yeah, you're like that girl that did the anthem last night.
Totally.
You're just getting dragged right now. It's the exact same thing. I'll get us started. He's, you know, I'm not the world's biggest Colin Cowherd fan. He's not that bad, but when he talks baseball, it's a little bit tough to hear. We all get stuff wrong. Everybody has. I have, Ben has, Paulie has, we all have. Everybody does. He's such a national presence, though, that when it happens to him, it's obviously a much bigger deal.
Well, the problem is with the national talking heads is, A, they don't admit when they were wrong.
Ever.
Almost ever.
Never.
They talk so matter-of-factly.
That's it. It's the matter-of-factly.
Like, you are so lucky to get to hear
yes.
my yeah. predictions
yes.
for week 5 in the NFL
and,
this weekend.
And they do all have large staffs who can fact check and correct
that's
and go,
thing.
Hey, are you sure you want to go this direction, here? People who should know better.
I loved this so much. He was talking to Derek Jeter yesterday, and I'll just play you the audio.
The Paul Skeens, Pittsburgh Pirates, dominant guy, overpowering. You faced, obviously, you were in the Nolan Ryan era.
What?
But No.
What, not even an inning?
Slow down. Slow down. No, I was way after Nolan.
Okay.
Way after
Nolan. Okay.
It's actually pretty comical. Next time we interview Dylan Cease, like, what was it like to strike out Harmon Killebrew?
I will say, as you get older,
it all blends.
The generations of the past do start to blend together.
Trust me, Ben, my memory, my recall is horrific. But I think I would know that. I'm trying to think of a comp.
Mark Loretta, what was it like to face Randy Jones?
Yeah, Randy Jones, exactly. He would hit you upside the head. It just...
Now, Lo, you came from the Randy Jones era.
Right. Excuse me?
No.
He's like, I'm 2 years older than you, maybe. Oh, it killed me yesterday. Like, you can love Jeter, you can hate Jeter, whatever you think about Jeter. He shut him down so fast. Play it again, Paulie. I loved it.
Second.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Paul Skeens, Pittsburgh Pirates, dominant guy, overpowering. You faced, obviously, you were in the Nolan Ryan era.
No.
Not even an inning?
Nolan. Slow down.
Not even an inning?
No, I was way after Nolan.
Way after
Nolan.
Now, a lot of players.
Nolan played so long, you feel like
he
faced everybody of your childhood.
A lot of players, and you guys know this, a lot of players would have sat there and went, and just like almost let him get the question out. And Jeter's like, no, do not date me, my friend. I loved it, man. I loved it.
All right, let's go to story number 2, and it is involving Nick Saban. Welcome to the other side.
Yeah.
Nick Saban. First time ever, Nick Saban, as a member of the media, was invited back to cover SEC Media Days, which started yesterday. As they, preview, do the interviews with the coaches and players. They just had the Big 12 Mountain West Media Days last week. So now that he is a full-time member of the media and retired from coaching, he was invited to be a part of this after he had been, of course, a coach, being interviewed so many years in SEC Media Days. But What is so important when you are a member of the media and you are covering an event, whether you're going to Petco Park or a winter meetings, they always give you one piece of something you got to wear around your neck every single time. Your
the
media
old credential.
Credential. And that's very important. Apparently, even if you are as famous as Nick Saban, because he forgot to put on his credential and he could not get in.
That's a little different. I've never worn a credential in my life and was always for 17 years able to get into SEC Media Day without a credential. I had to go back to the room today and get my credential to get in. So, that's one of the biggest changes I see.
It's so good. It's so good, obviously.
He changed his tie. He took it off to change his tie. Changed his tie.
Forgot to put it back on.
Went down. There's like a checkpoint with security and they go, sir, I need to see your credential.
I'm Nick Saban.
Are you one of the coaches? No.
I guess
I'm a member of the media. Yeah, you need a media credential.
Yeah, you need a credential, bud.
All right, I'll go back up to the room and get it.
Adam Jones a couple weeks ago, was he telling us Willie Mays after
it was
he
me.
Passed?
I read
yes,
that story. It was Willie Mays is in Candlestick Park and is trying to get in the clubhouse.
The guy
at the store at the front door stopped him, and they're like, John Miller was there and was like, "Hey, he's like, here, look at this program. Oh, look up at that picture on the wall. See him? That's him. See him making that catch over his shoulder? That's literally this guy." And they're like, "Hey, man, he doesn't have a credential. He's not getting in." They made him stand there. He even did an interview with a local news team while he was waiting for them to bring him down his Willie Mays credential. I thought that was funny from Nick Saban. That's really good.
You know, he had a good attitude about it for the most part. He could have stomped and said, "Are you kidding me?
You ever forget yours?"
I have.
You're forgetful sometimes.
I have a couple times. Yeah. And I've had to go back to the car. Like, the worst is when you're parked way away from Petco Park and you walk and you finally realize and you get to the gate and you go,
"Oh my God.
Oh, I got to go all the way back to the car to get it."
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And let's wrap it up with a doo doo this.
DD Mega Doo Doo.
Another hot take media specialist.
Maybe the hottest take media specialist.
Somebody you won't have to hear talking.
This
baseball.
Is why it's a do this.
Yeah, exactly. Skip Bayless is a rough listen and has gotten progressively worse.
He's worse than Cowherd.
Oh yeah, there's nobody.
And it's not even really that close.
So it says his last show, everybody, will be this summer. He is leaving FS1 per the New York Post, and I don't know that this means. So is he? He's going to be off television. He's not hanging
so
them up.
I was reading, and at least in the past, he has said retirement will be the first step toward death. So he's not someone who's inclined to leave the business entirely. My guess is we will have to deal with him in some other
capacity
forward. But it's been a pretty mysterious story. Like, is this Skip's decision? Is he being pushed out? Obviously, Shannon left, and they've been kind of rotating different people, I guess, with him. I don't watch the show, so I don't really know. And Richard Sherman was in there, and it's through some other people.
It hasn't gone well since Shannon left, correct? Like, it hasn't gone well ratings-wise
at all. I don't think so. I can't ever believe that it did go well at any point.
It did.
So I guess that's the funny thing. Yeah.
But like Shannon and Stephen A., I believe Skip has his own podcast, and that generates a pretty good amount of revenue, I would imagine. So, like, he's at least got that as a side project to focus on.
He has made so much ungodly money doing that, and I'll never understand it.
He could live the high life and do nothing. But here was the quote from 2022. "I'm not going to stop. I told my wife I don't even want to hear the word retirement because I associate it with death. It's the first step toward death is retirement to me. I play some golf, but I play it while I'm working. I play just enough to keep me barely happy. It's my little safety valve just a little bit."
I don't feel the same way.
I think you do.
No. You think I do feel
no,
the same
No, I don't
way?
Think you do.
Oh, no,
yeah,
I don't feel the
same. You'd happily retire if you could.
This would be my last show. If I had the money in the bank, this would be the last time anybody ever heard from me. This is it. It's been real. I've had a great time. I love you guys. I just hit a windfall. I'll see you later. I'm done. What are you going to do? I'm going to sit on my ass all day and do nothing. That's what I'm going to do.
Can you at least give me like 2 weeks notice?
Would you want, if I got a windfall and I called you guys and said, "Guys, I'm I'm so comfortable for the rest of my life. I don't have to do jack ass. Would you guys want 2 weeks? I would give you one final show, but I would want
one final
just
big
all celebration
show,
of me. Of course. That's it. It would be a 2 week celebration.
You win the lottery on a Tuesday. Wednesday's your last show.
Here's what's going to happen, though, and this is going to tick me off. You're going to win the lottery.
Yeah.
We're going to say goodbye to you. I'm going to be okay with it because I probably do the same thing. No, no, no. Then you're going to start a podcast in like a month when you're bored. And it's like, oh, it's the Woods podcast. I'm just here.
Airing live on YouTube from 6 to 10 a.m. Yeah.
Just in competition with you guys?
Yes.
I don't think so, man. I don't think so. I'm pretty burned out now at 48. I can't imagine what it's going to look like in another 10 years.
Yeah, give it a month or two of idle retirement, and you'll build your own studio.
That's what I would say. I would say take a
month.
2 months
before
if you
deciding.
Need it.
Yeah.
Go on a sabbatical. Long vacation, and
then
we'll be here when you come back.
Yeah. We'll see if this Hawaiian vacation in 2 weeks from today recharges my creative batteries. But if it happened today would be my last show.
And that is Don't and Do This for a Tuesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, when we come back, Woods has some interesting scouting reports on some of the guys the Padres picked yesterday.
Bro, rarely do I care about this stuff. I read a scouting report from one of our newest draftees that blew me away.
Some of the day two selections from A.J. Preller and Chris Kemp. We'll get into that and more. Oh, and I forgot, we got Mumble Rap coming up, too.
Oh, yes, we are deciding. We gotta
make sure we have time for that. I don't know how long that's going to take, but looking forward to that on summer break.
I'm nervous.
Coming up next with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Now, shoes on the other foot here, because this is usually, Ben, stuff we make you do. But now I've been roped into this thing, and I'm
then
I'm
it would
a
be
nervous.
The flip-flop is on the other foot
yeah,
if
the
it's something I usually do.
Exactly.
So.
All right, Paulie, what is this idea of yours?
Well, it started with Ben Decipher's Grunge a few years back.
When we play the clip of it, it makes me laugh.
I understand what they're saying.
It makes me laugh every time. All right, let's go.
Okay.
When she put it under, she own it. It's a day to see her love.
I mean,
what?
Just
in
nonsense.
The hell,
but not
it's all nonsense.
Even close.
No, those are lyrics. They're not all nonsense. So, Paulie, this is your idea.
So, yeah, we were coming up with, should we bring that back? It's summer break. Ben Decipher's Grunge. It was a hit. Everybody likes it. And let's just pull the curtain back. You were like,
I felt like
it
a
feels
hack.
Cheap.
I felt like a hack.
It feels cheap to do the exact same bit
even
again.
With different songs
yeah
I was like I don't want to do that,
and so I thought of okay you
so
said
I let it,
is there
I
another genre
yeah is there another genre
I said think... what about Ben Decipher's mumble rap
yep
and then it turned into how about it's me presenting the songs and I have the lyrics
yeah
and it's you two against me
okay
all right let me warn you get ready get a pen
I,
out
I, I,
paper
because yeah,
it requires some note-taking
okay.
to try to do this so we are going to attempt together to decipher mumble rap against the lyrics that
it.
Paul has chosen right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, what worries me is that the word mumble is right there in the genre.
That's right.
Which tells me this is going to be difficult because they're mumbling
just
on
grunge
purpose.
Was called mumble rock.
Mumble rock. Yeah, it kind of was, actually. When she's
basically.
Mumble rock. Emo mumble rock.
Emo mumble rock. This is mumble rap. All right, give it to me.
Right,
we're gonna take our own notes.
All right.
Let's start with the first one here. This one's pretty easy.
You might have to play it a couple times.
If I ever have to turn on the gang, I won't do it. If I put it on a song, I send it a bend to
one more time.
One more time at least.
Okay.
I ain't never pop no Zan, I sip scissor. If I ever have to turn on the gang, I won't do it. If I put it on a song, I send it a bend to
any guesses?
Yeah,
I think the first two lines.
I said, I got, ain't never pop Zan.
Zan, I got that too, like Xanax.
I sip scissor.
Yep. If I ever had the time to gamble, I won't do it?
Yes. I confer.
What
I ain't never pop no Zan, I sip scissor. If I ever have to turn on the gang, I won't do it. If
to
I put
gang,
it on a song, I send it a
gang.
Yeah, it doesn't quite sound like gamble.
If I ever had to
you guys were close.
Gang, I won't do it.
You got the first line. He said, that is a Pure Cocaine by Lil Baby.
Whoa.
Lil Baby.
It's a
Says, I ain't never popped no Xan. Yep. I sip scissor.
Scissor.
If I ever have to tell on the gang, I won't do it.
If I have to tell on the gang, I won't do it.
He's not going
to
rat him out.
Not the time to do it. If I had to tell on the gang, I won't do it.
If I ever have to tell on the gang, I won't do it. If I put it in a song, I seen it or been through it.
Okay. I didn't either. It's too fast.
I ain't never popped no Xan. If I ever have to turn on the gang, I won't do it. If I put it on a song, I send it a bend.
So you've never popped no Xan, and you don't sip scissor. And if you had to tell on the gang, you absolutely would do it.
Yeah. Well, and if you did say the gang it, do something wrong?
And, if you have say it, you have probably not been through it, to be honest. All right, next one.
All right, number two.
Okay.
This, you've heard this song. Come on.
I count all these racks that they have on me now. I'ma have you like, what?
Oh, my God.
Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
All right, one more time.
Yeah.
Now,
I feel, by the way, I feel 100 years old. 100 years old.
This is
when
this,
we did Ben Decipher's grunge, we were not on camera yet. You only had to listen to Ben's reactions. Now you get to see both of your
reactions. I mean, I didn't write anything on that first try.
No, me neither.
All right, nothing.
Come on.
Go.
This one's easy.
I count all these racks that they have on me now. I'm going to have you like, what? Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
I heard you got them both at the end. You got them both.
All right, one more time.
Is how it ends.
One more time.
I count all these racks that they have on me now. I'm going to have you like, what? Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
What did he say? Come on, that's Future. On a Jumpman.
I can't name all the things that you said to me
now.
No.
Something with the national
anthem.
No, I don't think it was the national anthem. The national.
This is harder than
this is
balls,
so hard.
Oh my God.
All right.
I got all these racks that they have on me now. I'm going to have you like, what?
I'm going to have you like, what?
Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
She said number 9. I got number 5, but you got them both.
You said number 9.
Close, but not.
Okay, what is it?
Lay it on me.
I count all these racks that they have on me now.
I count all these racks that I have on me now.
Okay.
I'm going to have you like, whoa.
What's a rack?
Stacks of cash.
Oh, okay.
Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5.
Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5.
Well, you got them both.
That was Carlos got that there.
There is a there is a talent in this. You have to be talented.
Proper names are very difficult in this game.
Very tough.
Proper names, you're not expecting them.
No.
Very tough in this game.
Well, this one's not going to be easier. This is from Lil Pump.
Smoke on the pound to the face, just get it. Everything they done did, I done did it. Bugs on slow like a 24 fitness. 800 bands just laying in the
camp. It's too long. There's too much content.
It's tough. Yeah,
right, one more time.
Give me a go.
Smoke on the pound to the face, just get it. Everything they done did, I done did it. Bugs on slow like a 24 fitness. 800 bands just laying in the camp.
All right, smoke a pound to the face, I just get it.
Okay. Something with the 2450.
Yes.
And then laying to the face, just get it.
One more time.
Smoke on a pound to the face, just get it. Everything they done did, I done did it. Bugs on slow like a 24 fitness. 800 bands just laying in the kitchen.
Everything that he done, I done did it.
I think I heard something about coleslaw.
Yeah, probably.
No.
Something about a Benz. There's a Benz in there. All right, give it to me, Pauly. There's no Benz?
Bands.
Oh, my God.
All right, so that is that song is called, let's just see how what you think it's called. It's spelled out E-S-K-E-E-T-I-T.
Esketin.
Esketin.
What?
Esketin.
Like, Esketin?
Like, let's get it. But really fast.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Oh, let's get it.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it.
What did you have for the first line?
Smoke a pound to the face. I just get it.
It actually says smoke quarter pound to the face.
Quarter pound.
Let's get it.
Smoke quarter pound to the face. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Quarter pound.
Yeah, quarter pound.
Next line. What'd you have?
Everything that he done did, I done did it.
You got it.
Everything that he done did, I done did it.
You're amazing. I had no idea there.
Okay.
This is the one where I heard some coleslaw and a 2450
coleslaw.
In this one.
What you actually heard was pockets on swole like it's 24 fitness.
Pockets on swole like it's 24 fitness.
Okay.
Not coleslaw at 24-hour fitness.
What would that mean if your pockets were on swole?
They're full of money.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then or finally, coleslaw.
I've never felt older or wider in my whole life. Oh, my God.
800 bands just laying in the kitchen.
800 bands? That's $800?
It's a full kitchen.
It's $8,000.
Oh, not like band, like musical bands.
Yes, there's dead. CCR is dead in his kitchen. Oh, it's John Fogerty over there. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
I like it. Let's get it, though. Let's get it. Who was that again? Lil Pump?
That was Lil Pump. Pump.
All right. Rest in peace. Is he dead?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Now, this is from Migos.
I just had a booger out of my nose.
it's like Friends, but without the A.
Migos did lose one of their guys, and they are no longer touring as a band.
A band is $1,000, by the way. $1,000. So he has $800,000 lying around in his kitchen.
Wow.
You should put that in bonds. We learned yesterday, a bond can be very fruitful the longer you
wait. Savings bonds, yeah.
All right, let's go to number four. Migos is probably the most notable. In the mumble rap genre. And here's a little Pure Water by Migos.
Oh, I love this.
In the lobby with a brick, with your bobby with your bitch. I go Lawrence with the fit, in the rubber with no tent. I'm from the trench, I got the dirty money rent.
I absolutely love that song, by the way.
I start writing it down and I miss the rest of it. It starts out in the lobby.
I'm in the lobby with the Ricky Bobby something. Go ahead, one more time.
In the lobby with a brick of wicked bobby with your bitch.
In the lobby with a brick of weed.
I'm the robber with no tent. I'm from the trench, I got the dirty money rinsed.
I'm from the trench, I got the dirty money rinsed.
I got the dirty money rinsed. He's cleaning ill-gotten gains. Laundering money.
Laundering money. Now we're talking money laundering.
Okay, I got that.
Here.
I got that.
Good job, Peter Jennings.
I am still in the dark about.
I'm in the lobby with the brick of weed.
I'm in the lobby.
It sounds
with
like
a brick.
He's a drug dealer making money and then laundering that money at the end.
Yes.
In the lobby with a brick. I'm Ricky Bobby with your.
Oh, you did get Ricky Bobby
with your ass,
bitch.
Oh, with your bitch.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I finish first.
I go Lawrence with the fit in the Rari with no tint.
Oh, the Rari is a Ferrari.
If you're abbreviating Ferrari to the Rari. I'm never gonna get
it. In the lobby with a brick of wicked bobby with your bitch. I go Lawrence with the fit in the Rari with no tint. I'm from the trench, I got the dirty money rent.
And then you got that last
Who's
song.
Lawrence? From the trench, I got
Trevor Lawrence?
Lawrence Olivier,
perhaps.
Oh God. And this one might be my favorite one.
I love Pure Water, by the way. Wasn't that Hosmer's walk-up
song?
Love
I love water.
I also love Eco Water. What's Pure Water? Eco Water.
Hey, can you clip that and send it to the Eco Water guys? All right, let's wrap it up. This is from Wake Up in the Sky.
Okay.
That's a song with Gucci Mane, Bruno Mars, and Kodak Black.
Okay.
Let's see what you got here, guys.
It's La Cole that take a pick. I came home and dropped a hit. All these diamonds got me sick. I'm back and spoiled.
All right, little Kodak, take a pick. Next one.
It's La Cole that take a pick. I came home and dropped a hit. All these diamonds got me sick. I'm back and spoiled.
All these diamonds got me sick.
All these diamonds got me sick.
Something at the end I missed.
Not bad.
Pretty close?
Pretty easy one to finish it off here. That says, it's Lil Kodak.
It's Lil Kodak.
Take a pick.
Take a pick.
I came home and dropped a hit.
Okay.
All these diamonds got me sick. I'm acting spoiled.
It's Lil Kodak, take a pick. I came home and dropped a hit. All these diamonds got me sick. I'm acting spoiled.
I'm what? I'm acting spoiled.
I'm acting spoiled.
I'm back and spoiled.
I'm what? He says, I'm acting spoiled.
I'm acting spoiled.
Spoiled? He's acting spoiled.
I'm acting spoiled.
This is what one of my sons, he listens to stuff like that. I can definitely hear that coming from his room.
People keep saying Lifestyle. Is that a song? Lifestyle? Paulie, are you familiar with Lifestyle?
Yeah, I gotta go.
It's probably.
It was tough to find like 2 to 4 lines that
are clean. Clean-ish, even.
Right.
Oh, spoiled.
Spoiled.
I'm going to start using that. You're so spoiled.
I'm yelling at my kids.
Esquite it. The Padres theme for the second half should be Esquite it.
They'd all love it.
It's fantastic. Yeah, they would, except for Higgy, who likes rat.
Yes.
Esquite it. I loved that bit, by the way. I am drenched in. Is this what it feels like to be you?
Yeah,
I'm
nervous.
Drenched in sweat right now.
It's educational though. All right, now I kind of have an idea of what some of these words mean and what they're talking about in some of these songs.
Again, like a couple in the chat, like I hate this music. You can hate it. There's a talent there to do that. To be able to do that, you could write those lyrics out, and I had to do it in that manner. I couldn't do it.
Mumble rap the national anthem. I mean,
that's a really good bit. Didn't she kind of do that a little bit? I can't do it.
I don't know.
It's fantastic.
Couldn't have gone any worse than last night's performance.
No, it really couldn't have. That's I love sure. that so much, Pauly. Thank you for creating that bit. Your wife in the chat said you were dubbing them last night at full volume.
I'm going to tease something.
I had to hear it over the anthem and everything else going on.
We got a minute or so here. We'll talk about the Padres draft coming up in our third hour, but I do want to tease a question I wanted to bring up, and I kind of thought of it because I saw a video and an article yesterday about Aztecs coach Sean Lewis taking a surfing lesson. Actually, someone paid like at a charity auction to do a surfing lesson.
Is he a
with
surfer?
Sean Lewis?
Oh,
no, he grew up in the Midwest. He's never surfed in his life. It was his lesson too. And the question, and I'd love to hear from some tier ones because I've got my own story on this one. What is a summer activity or sport or something you tried once, and it went so badly, you never did it again in your life?
I can't wait to hear what
yours is. Is it scuba diving? Is it surfing? Is it boogie boarding, body surfing? Whatever. You tried it once and go, nope, this is not for me. Because I definitely have one that I will never, ever do again.
Pauly, is there something called country mumble rap? Country mumble? Because I'm going to need to hear some of that. At some point this week, maybe.
If you got a story,
country mumble,
you can join
us.
Let
me know in the chat, I guess.
833-288-0973. 2 hours down. We'll be back next with more Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Now, shoes on the other foot here, because this is usually, Ben, stuff we make you do. But now I've been roped into this thing, and I'm
then
I'm
it would be
nervous.
The flip-flop is on the other foot if it's something I usually do.
Exactly. So. All right, Pauly, what is this idea of yours?
Well, it started with Ben Deciphers Grunge a few years back.
When we play the clip of it, it makes me laugh.
I understand what they're saying.
It makes me laugh every time. All right, let's go.
Okay.
When she put it under, she own it. It's a day to see her love.
I mean,
what?
Just
in
nonsense.
The hell?
But not
it's all nonsense.
Even close.
No, those are lyrics. They're not all nonsense. So, Pauly, this is your idea.
So, yeah, we were coming up with, oh, should we bring that back? It's summer break. Ben Deciphers Grunge. It was a hit. Everybody likes it. And let's just pull the curtain back. You were like,
I felt like a hack.
It feels cheap.
I felt like a hack.
It feels cheap to do the exact same bit
even
again.
With different songs.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't want to do that.
And so I thought of, okay, you
so
said,
I let it,
is
I
there another genre?
Yeah, is there another genre?
I said, what about Ben Deciphers mumble rap?
Yep.
And then it turned into, how about it's me presenting the songs and I have the lyrics.
Yeah.
And it's you two against me.
Okay.
All right, let me warn you. Get ready. Get a pen out, paper,
because it
requires some note-taking to try to do this. So we are going to attempt together to decipher mumble rap against the lyrics that Paul has chosen right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, what worries me is that the word mumble is right there in the genre.
That's right.
Which tells me this is going to be difficult because they're mumbling
just
on
grunge
purpose.
Was called mumble rock.
Mumble rock. Yeah, it kind of was, actually. When she's basically
mumble rock. Emo mumble rock.
Emo mumble rock. This is mumble rap. All right, give it to me.
Right,
we're gonna take our own notes.
All right.
Let's start with the first one here. This one's pretty easy.
You might have to play it a couple times.
If I ever have to turn on the gang, I won't do it. If I put it on a song, I send it a bend to
it. One more time.
One more time at least.
Okay.
I ain't never popped no Xan, I sip scissor. If I ever have to turn on the gang, I won't do it. If I put it on a song, I send it a bend to it.
Any guesses?
Yeah,
I think the first two lines.
I said, I got, ain't never popped Xan.
Xan, I got that too, like Xanax.
I sip scissor.
If I ever had the time to gamble, I won't do it?
Yes. I confer.
What do we got?
I ain't never popped no Xan, I sip scissor. If I ever have to turn on the gang, I won't do it. If
the
I put
gang,
it on a song, I send it a
gang.
Band.
Yeah, it doesn't quite sound like gamble.
If I ever had
you guys were close.
Gang, I won't do it.
You got the first line. He said, that is a pure cocaine by Lil Baby.
Whoa.
Lil Baby.
It's a
says, I ain't never popped no Xan. Yep. I sip scissor.
Scissor.
If I ever have to tell on the gang, I won't do it.
If I ever have to tell on the gang, I won't do it.
He's not rat him
out. The time to do it. If I had to tell on the gang, I won't do it.
If I ever have to tell on the gang, I won't do it. If I put it in a song, I seen it or been through it.
Okay. I didn't either. It's too fast.
I ain't never popped no Xan. I sip scissor. If I ever have to turn on the gang, I won't do it. If I put it on a song, I seen it or been through it.
So you've never popped no Xan, and you don't sip scissor. And if you had to tell on the gang, you absolutely wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, if you say it, do something wrong.
And if you have say it, you have probably not been through it, to be honest. All right, next one.
All right, number two.
Okay.
This, you've heard this song. Come on.
I count all these rats that they have on me now. I'ma have you like what?
Oh, my God.
Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
All right, one more time.
Yeah.
Now,
I feel 100 years old. 100 years old.
We did Ben Decipher's Grunge, we were not on camera yet. You only had to listen to Ben's reactions. Now you get to see both of your reactions.
I didn't write anything on that first try.
Me either.
All right, nothing.
Come on.
Go.
This one's easy.
I count all these rats that they have on me now. I'm going to have you like what? Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
I heard you got them both at the end. You got them both is how it ends.
One more time.
I count all these rats that they have on me now. I'm going to have you like what? Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
What did he say? Come on, that's Future on a Jumpman.
I can't name all the things that you said to me now.
No.
Something with the national
anthem.
No, I don't think it was the national anthem. The national.
This is harder than
this
balls,
is so
dude.
Hard.
Oh my God.
All right.
I got all these rats that they have on me now. I'm going to have you like what?
I'm going to have you like what?
Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
She said number 9. I got number 5, but you got them both.
You said number 9.
Close, but not.
Okay, what is it?
Hold it on me.
I got all these rats that they have on me now.
I count all these racks that I have on me now.
Okay.
I'm gonna have you like, whoa.
What's a rack?
Stacks of cash.
Oh, okay.
Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5.
Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5.
Well, you got them both.
That was Carlos got that there.
There is a talent in this. You have to be talented.
Proper
to do this.
Names are very difficult in this game.
Very tough.
Proper names, you're not expecting them.
No.
Very tough in this game.
Well, this one's not going to be easier. This is from Lil Pump.
Small cut a pound to the face, just get it. Everything they done did, I done did it. Bugs all small like a 24 fitness. 800 bands are laying in the cash.
It's too long. There's too much content.
It's tough. Yeah,
right, one more time.
Give me again.
Small cut a pound to the face, just get it. Everything they done did, I done did it. Bugs all small like a 24 fitness. 800 bands are laying in the cash.
All right, smoke a pound to the face, I just get it.
Okay, something with the 2450.
Yes.
And then laying to the face, just get it.
One more time.
Smoke a pound to the face, just get it. Everything they done did, I done did it. Bugs all small like a 24 fitness. 800 bands are laying in the kitchen.
Everything that he done, I done did it.
I think I heard something about coleslaw.
Yeah, probably.
No.
Something about a Benz. There's a Benz in there. All right, give it to me,
no
Pauly.
Benz.
There's no Benz?
Bands.
Oh, my God.
All right, so that is that song is called, well, let's just see how what you think it's called. It's spelled out E-S-K-E-E-T-I-T.
Esketit.
Esketit.
What?
Esketit.
Like, Esketit?
Like, let's get it, but really fast.
Esketit. Esketit.
Esketit.
Oh, Esketit. Esketit.
Yeah.
Esketit.
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 Esketit. What did you have for the first line?
Smoke a pound to the face, I just get it.
He actually says, smoke quarter pound to the face.
Quarter pound.
Skid it.
Smoke quarter pound to the face. Skid it.
Skid it.
Quarter pound.
Yeah, quarter pound.
Next line, what'd you have?
Everything that he done did, I done did it.
You got it.
Everything that he done did, I done did it.
You're amazing. I had no idea there.
Okay.
This is the one where I heard some coleslaw and a 2450
coleslaw.
In this one.
What you actually heard was pockets on swole like it's 24 fitness.
Pockets on swole like it's 24 fitness.
Okay.
Not coleslaw, 24-hour fitness.
What would that mean if your pockets were on swole?
They're full of money.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then
or coleslaw.
I've never felt older or whiter in my whole life. Oh, my God.
800 bands just laying in the kitchen.
800 bands? That's $800?
It's a full kitchen.
It's $8,000.
Oh, not like band, like musical bands.
Yes, there's dead. CCR is dead in this kitchen. Oh, it's John Fogerty over there. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
I like Let's Get It, though. Let's get it. Who was that again? Lil Pump?
That was Lil Pump. Pump.
All right. Rest in peace.
He
is he
died?
Dead?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Now, this is from Migos.
I just had booger out of my nose.
it's like Friends, but without the A.
Migos did lose one of their guys, and they are no longer touring as a band.
The band is $1,000, by the way. $1,000. So he has $800,000 lying around in his kitchen.
Wow.
You should put that in bonds. We learned yesterday, a bond can be very fruitful the longer you
wait. Savings bonds, yeah.
All right, let's go to number four. Migos is probably the most notable in the mumble rap genre. And here's a little Pure Water by Migos.
Oh, I love
it. It's in the lobby with a brick of Ricky Bobby with your bitch. I go Lawrence with the fit in the rubber with no tent. I'm from the trench, I got the dirty money rent.
I absolutely love that song, by the way.
I start writing it down and I miss the rest of it. It starts out in the lobby.
I'm in the lobby with the Ricky Bobby something. Go ahead, one more time.
In the lobby with a brick of Ricky Bobby with your bitch.
In the lobby with a brick of weed.
I'm rubbing with no tent. I'm from the trench, I got the dirty money rinsed.
I'm
from the trench, I got the dirty money rinsed.
I got the dirty money rinsed. He's cleaning like ill-gotten gains. Laundering money.
Laundering money. Now we're talking money laundering.
I got that.
Good job, Peter Jennings.
The middle I am still in the dark about.
So that
I'm in the lobby with the brick of weed.
I'm in the lobby with a brick.
It sounds like he's a drug dealer making money and then laundering that money at the end.
Yes.
In the lobby with a brick. I'm Ricky Bobby with your...
Oh, bitch. You did get Ricky Bobby.
With your ass?
Bitch.
Oh, with your bitch?
Yeah.
What does that mean? I finish first?
I go Lawrence with the fit in the Rari with no tint.
Oh, the Rari is a Ferrari.
If you're abbreviating Ferrari to the Rari. I'm never going to get
that. In the lobby with a brick of Ricky Bobby with your bitch. I go Lawrence with the fit in the Rari with no tint. I'm from the trench, I got the dirty money rent.
And then you got that last
Who's
time.
Lawrence? I'm from the trench, I got
Trevor Lawrence?
Lawrence Olivier, perhaps.
Oh, God. And, this one might be my favorite.
One for one.
I love Pure Water, by the way. That wasn't that Hosmer's walk-up
you
song?
Love
I love
water.
I also love Eco Water. What's Pure Water? Eco Water.
Hey, can you clip that and send it to the Eco Water guys? All right, let's wrap it up. This is from Wake Up in the Sky.
Okay.
That's a song with Gucci Mane, Bruno Mars, and Kodak Black.
Okay.
Let's see what you got here, guys.
It's Lil' Kodak, take a pic. I came home and dropped a hit. All these diamonds got me sick. I'm mad and spoiled.
All right, Lil' Kodak, take a pic. Next one.
It's Lil' Kodak, take a pic. I came home and dropped a hit. All these diamonds got me sick. I'm mad and spoiled.
All these diamonds got me sick.
All these diamonds got me sick.
Something at the end I missed.
Not bad.
Pretty close?
Pretty easy one to finish it off here. That says, it's Lil' Kodak.
It's Lil' Kodak.
Take a pic.
Take a pic.
I came home and dropped a hit.
Okay.
All these diamonds got me sick. I'm acting spoiled.
It's Lil' Kodak, take a pic. I came home and dropped a hit. All these diamonds got me sick. I'm acting spoiled.
I'm what? I'm acting spoiled.
I'm acting spoiled.
I'm back and spoiled.
I'm what? He says I'm acting spoiled.
I'm acting spoiled.
Spoiled? He's acting spoiled.
I'm acting spoiled.
This is what one of my sons, he listens to stuff like that. I can definitely hear that coming from his room.
People keep saying Lifestyle. Is that a song, Lifestyle? Paulie, are you familiar with Lifestyle?
Yeah, I gotta go.
It's probably,
it was tough to find like 2 to 4 lines that
are clean.
Clean.
Clean-ish, even.
Right.
Spoiled.
Spoiled.
I'm going to start using that. You're so spoiled.
I'm yelling at my kids.
Esquite it. The Padres theme for the second half should be Esquite it.
They'd all love it.
It's fantastic. Yeah, they would. Except for Higgy, who likes rat.
Yes.
Esquite it. I loved that bit, by the way. I am drenched in sweat. Is this what it feels like to be you?
Yeah,
I'm
nervous.
Drenched in sweat right now.
It's educational, though.
I feel
like, you know, all right, now I kind of have an idea of what some of these words mean and what they're talking about in some of these songs.
Again, like a couple in the chat, like, I hate this music. You can hate it. There's a talent there to do that. To be able to do that, you could write those lyrics out, and I had to do it in that manner. I couldn't do it.
Mumble rap the national anthem. I mean,
that's a really good bit.
those.
Oh, didn't she kind of do that a little bit? I can't do it.
I know.
That's fantastic.
Couldn't have gone any worse than last night's performance.
No, it really couldn't have. I love that so much, Paulie. Thank you for creating that bit. Your wife in the chat said you were dubbing them last night at full volume.
All right, I'm going to tease something.
I had to hear it over the anthem and everything else going on.
We got a minute or so here. We'll talk about the Padres draft coming up in our third hour, but I do want to tease a question I wanted to bring up, and I kind of thought of it because I saw a video and an article yesterday about Aztecs coach Sean Lewis taking a surfing lesson. Actually, someone paid like at a charity auction to do a surfing lesson.
Is he a
with
surfer?
Sean Lewis?
Oh,
no, he's never.
Too.
He grew up in the Midwest. He's never surfed in his life. It was his lesson too. And the question, and I'd love to hear from some tier ones because I've got my own story on this one. What is a summer activity or sport or something you tried once, and it went so badly, you never did it again in your life?
I can't wait to hear what yours is.
Is it scuba diving? Is it surfing? Is it boogie boarding, body surfing? Whatever. You tried it once and go, nope, this is not for me. Because I definitely have one that I will never, ever do again.
Paulie, is there something called country mumble rap? Country mumble? Because I'm going to need to hear some of that. At some point this week, maybe.
If you got a story,
country mumble,
you can join us.
Let me know in the chat, I guess.
833-288-0973. 2 hours down. We'll be back next with more Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.